Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
He works overtime with that.
It's okay, partner.
Thanks, Jimmy Butler. All right, let's get right to it. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in our good friend Keith Smith, contributor to SpoTrack, and he also hosts At Front Office Show on YouTube. Keith, thank you so much for joining us as always. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Jonathan Kuminga, it took a while. They finally came to terms with him, the Warriors and Kuminga, 2 years. 48 or 50 million with a team option. What did you make of the whole Kuminga saga and then the way it wrapped up? And then where do they go from here?
Yeah, I think restricted free agency is just really hard on the players. The team has so much control, unless it's one of those summers where we have a whole bunch of teams with cap space and they're looking to make big moves. Guys are going to get stuck, and that's what happened with Jonathan Kuminga as well as a few other guys. I think ultimately they found pretty good middle ground. I think it's still a little more friendly towards the Warriors side, but Kuminga got a nice payday for himself, and we'll see where it goes. The Warriors were able to maintain some control here. If things aren't working out, they can move on fairly easily. If things are working out, they'll be able to kind of keep him in the fold. And I think so far, things are working out pretty good. I think this is, in my opinion, the best basketball we've seen from Jonathan Kuminga as far as an all-around player goes. So I think the most important thing was, it seems like all parties involved were able to say, hey, it was a tough summer negotiating, but we got it done. We've put that behind us. Now let's go play ball.
No, Keith, and the Bay's on fire and excited just about that. Now I want to ask you this, because I'll bring up LeBron James, because I'm going to longevity, and it's incredible what he's doing and what he's meant to the league. But Steph Curry's 37 years old, Keith. He doesn't look like he's slowing down, and he's running a marathon every damn game through screens and doing all that stuff to get the ball. Have you truly just, like, are you surprised? Or, because I'm taking it for granted and I'm trying not to. Like, when you're watching him do what he does at this age, what comes to mind, Keith?
I mean, nothing comes to mind because we haven't seen it before. You know, so it becomes one of those where it's like, this is, you know, it's right up there as far as, you know, players getting it done at an older age. The NBA I grew up on, guys his size, they were done by the time they were 30. Maybe they hung on as a role player to 32 or 33, and then that was it. Their career was over, and he's out here, you know, still playing at an all-NBA level, which is unbelievable. I mean, he is, as you said, his conditioning to be able to do what he does night in and night out doesn't get talked about enough. We all know the incredible shooting skill and all of that, But the fact that he can run, the amount he does every single night is just unbelievable. Yeah, he is. He's something really special. There's quite a few guys on the list of, I hope we're all appreciating everything they're doing, because it is going to come to an end eventually. But for now, let's enjoy it for as long as we have it.
Yeah, Keith Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's the host at Front Office Show on YouTube. He also contributes at SpoTrack. Let me ask you, if you look at the Warriors' salary situation right now, they have hardly any money on the books from 27 on, just Hield and Moody. They signed Kuminga to this particular deal, and they've got a bunch of guys who are up next year. If you look at their, you know, their payroll, what do you think they're trying to do, and what have they set themselves up to do with the way their payroll right now is constructed?
Yeah, I think we have moved on from the whole two timeline stuff for the most part. That just isn't going to really be a thing. But I think what they have done is set themselves up that if this current era comes to an end in a couple of years and guys start to exit, they're going to be able to hit a very hard reset. It might be rough for a year or so, but they're going to be able to do it in a way where they should be able to turn things around very quickly. Now, of course, you got to get the right players. That's a big, big, big part of it. But I think they're in a spot where what we'll see the Warriors be able to do is they're not going to exit this golden era of the franchise with three or four bloated bad contracts on the books that they have to work around. They're set up to kind of finish it out with the guys they have, and then we go forward from there and put it into a position where, all right, now if we're hitting a rebuild, we're going to hit a rebuild in a great market with a whole bunch of cap space, and we've seen teams be able to flip that fairly quickly.
Keith, you're going to feel like I think you're my therapist. I don't before I say this and ask you this, but I want to run it by you. I still, as a lifelong Warrior fan, have PTSD because I thought the Warriors could do something and go far and give OKC maybe a run for their money when they got Jimmy. But Curry got hurt. And I know you can't predict the future, Keith, or injuries, but the Warriors could be a top three seed. But to me, it's always, because of that injury now, Keith, last year, going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be fun, but I'll never know until they get to the playoffs. Do you think the Warriors, that's just the life they live now with Jimmy being his age, Curry and Dre, that, yeah, you can have fun, but you're really never going to be able to enjoy it until you get to the offs knowing you got that health, if that makes any sense?
No, it does make sense. And I think, you know, teams have obviously gone to extreme lengths to prioritize player availability by the time we get to the playoffs. But we've seen that there's no, like, do this and you will get there and be and stay healthy. There's no like golden rule of if you load manage guys, if you manage minutes, if you give them days off, if you do these things. It's just you got to kind of hope for your best. I think it was Steve Kerr, I'm going to paraphrase, but he said something along the lines the other day of, you know, hey, we felt really good about where we were and Steph was feeling good, and then he got hurt. And sometimes that happens. And unfortunately, like you mentioned, when you're talking about older players, sometimes it happens with older players a little bit more, because those things that they might have been able to play through before in their career, maybe they can't play through those now. And hey, or they become a, you know, 2-day injury becomes a 2-week injury. And those are the things that get really, really tough on guys. But I think you just do your best and hope for the best when you get there that you'll be able to, you know, compete at the highest level.
Keith Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game. He contributes to at SpoTrack, and he also is a host of At Front Office Show, which you can see on YouTube. Let me ask you this about the Warriors and the Western Conference after a week. And I know, they've only played 4 or 5 games. You know, if you judge them on a game or two, I saw the Clippers last night. They look bad. They look great 2 nights ago. But is there anything that you've seen, let's say, in the first five games or so that you think has staying power, a team, a player that we might need to keep an eye on for the rest of the year?
In the conference as a whole?
Yeah.
Or with the Warriors?
No, in the conference. Sure, yeah.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, Victor Wembanyama, obviously. Like, let's keep an eye on that for the next, I don't know, a couple decades. He is just unbelievable. I still like to say he leads the league in me rewinding my TV to say, what just happened? I don't get what I just saw. He is unreal. I think the Thunder, this is a Thunder team that No Jalen Williams. Caruso's been in and out. Holmgren missed the other night. Looked like they were going to lose to the Kings last night, and they just clamped down with about 6 minutes to go and, you know, ripped off an 11-0 run, took control of the game, and put it away. I mean, they're not going anywhere either. They're going to be really tough. And then I think, unfortunately, injuries are really going to come to the forefront here in the West, because in the Western Conference, last year, I believe it was the teams from 2 through 8 were separated by like 4 games. This year, I don't think there's going to be that much separation either in the conference. And that really means if you have a bad week or two, that could be the difference between being in the play-in and having home court advantage. And I think those are the things I'm going to be watching here a little bit more as we move forward. And then are a couple of the teams towards the bottom end of the conference, like Utah, are they going to be this competitive all year? Because if it is, that's like, you know, teams that thought, hey, well, we got 3 or 4 wins there, you know, on the books, and we don't have to worry about it. Maybe those aren't going to be so easy to get.
Keith, I got to ask you about a team in the Warriors Conference, and that's the Lakers, and mainly Austin Reeves, who turned down an extension this offseason. And I was like, what are you doing? But he's had a 50-point game, a 40-point game, obviously no LeBron. Has he outgrown his role for the Lakers, and is a big contract awaiting him, you think?
Yeah, big contracts definitely coming his way. I wrote about him for SpotTrack a couple weeks ago about what might be next and why he turned down that extension and the things, you know, the reasons behind that. And I think this is a great example of a guy just believing in himself and saying, hey, $22 million a year, that's great, but I'm better than that. I can go get more. And I think him and his representatives are reading the market well, too. There's a bunch of teams that are going to have cap space. And a handful of those teams, they haven't landed on their point guard yet. And that's something I think they're looking at, because we've seen he can do more than just score. He's a pretty good playmaker for others now. He really does a nice job setting the table for guys, too. Defensively, yeah, it's going to be a challenge. Has he outgrown his role? I don't know, because I think one of the lessons we've learned over the last couple of years is having multiple ball handlers and playmakers on the floor really helps you, puts you in a position. And all these teams now are deciding, hey, we're going to amp up the pace, and we're going to put on, you know, forms of full court pressure and those kind of things. And I think everybody's going to be in a position where ball handlers, playmakers are going to be more and more valuable. And I think for the Lakers, having Luka, having Reeves, and then when he ultimately starts playing, having LeBron in there, that gives them an advantage on the offensive end. And not like they didn't already have one anyway, with two of the best offensive guys, you know, that we've seen in LeBron and Luka. But I think Reeves fits in really well with those guys. The one question I have is, can you build a good enough defense around Luka and Reeves? That's going to be a challenge long term. But that's, you know, something that Rob Pelinka and crew are going to have to figure out along with J.J. Redick.
If you had to bet, Keith, do you think the Lakers will be a top 6 team in the West? Because that's what I bet my partner on.
Uh-oh, Keith.
I had them 7th. I had them down there. Now, when I went through and started doing wins and losses, I had everybody pretty tight. So it's, you know, if you tell me who's healthy the most this year, and I'll tell you what the order is behind OKC and Denver, I think those two are kind of, you know, separated themselves a bit in the conference, or will. But yeah, I had them 7th coming into the year. I don't really have any reason to move off that. But I will say this. If LeBron doesn't get back and these Luka things turn in, and it's not just a week, it becomes 2 weeks, 3 weeks or longer, that's going to be really tough on the Lakers, because they're dealing with a lot of injuries right now.
Keith, this might not be fair, but I just got to run it by you because I know you cover the league. I'm watching Knicks-Bucks last night, and I'm looking at the Bucks roster and watching Giannis out there. And it's just me, Keith, no intel, obviously, but it just feels like the days are numbered for him in a Buck uniform. When you look at the Milwaukee and Giannis situation, do you get that, or do you think, you know, he's going to be there?
Yeah, I think they're doing everything they can to try to keep him there, and I think given the fact that they said, all right, our target is Miles Turner, and we're going to go out and do the big wave and stretch of Damian Lillard and create the space that way and then fill out with a whole bunch of guys on minimum-type contracts, I think they've done okay putting together a decent roster around Giannis. Well, they've got a couple more trade chips to go, but you got to be really careful here if you're Milwaukee, because if you start chasing to try to put a team around him and you start trading away guys and then you give up what precious few draft picks you have left, all of a sudden, if Giannis is still not enough, boy, you could be in trouble, because Giannis is going to return a haul. We all know that, and that'll have to be, if we get to that point, a discussion of, all right, what is it we want? Do we want to be competitive and, you know, stay on top, and we'll take older players and we'll try to be good still, or or we, no, let's just go. Let's just reset this thing and take draft picks and kids and everything else. That'll be a decision they're going to have to make. Personally, I hope he stays. I want to see at least a handful more guys kind of do the wire-to-wire with one franchise. But I get it. If you're Giannis and you don't feel like they're giving you a chance to win, you don't owe anybody anything. You led that team to a title. You gave them, you know, decade-plus of great basketball. Mm. If you want to move on, you know, by all means, I'm not going to fault them.
Hey, Keith, real quick, I was telling my partner before you came on, I said, well, you know, oh, Keith Smith, he's got a feather in his cap about something. He's like, what are you talking about? And I said, Keith Smith was the brains behind the Orlando bubble. And that's correct, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you wrote a story and it ended up coming to fruition.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, which it seems like maybe still quite a few people, I worked for Disney for 20 years before I started doing basketball stuff full time. And that was an intersection in my two worlds that I know better than anything else I know in my life is the NBA and their needs and what they were going to need in Disney. And we were sitting around hearing all these stories of, oh, they should go play on cruise ships and private islands and all these things. I'm like, none of this is going to happen. And I was like, Disney World is just sitting there wide open. No one's there. It's private property, all these things. Yeah. And we put up an article at the time. It was with Yahoo Sports. We put that up in the middle of April and then just kind of went forward from there. And then, you know, within a month or so with, hey, the NBA's considering this. And then in July, we had them all here in my backyard going because I still live here in the Orlando area. So
wow.
It was, that was a once-in-a-lifetime, moment for me with those two parts of my world intersecting like that.
Keith, I'm nosy by nature, and I feel like we're family, so I always want to make sure my family's taken care of. Steiny told me that, and the first question I had is, my goodness, I hope the NBA puts something in Keith's mailbox to take care of him some type of way for that genius plan that you devised.
Here's what I'll tell you. We got an email that afternoon from someone with the league office that said, thank you for posting such a thoughtful and thorough idea. And then I didn't get much else. I didn't even go to the bubble, which was okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was okay. But here's what I will tell you. Years later, our show, Front Office Show, which you've referenced several times, we're actually linked together now with the NBA. You can find myself and Trevor Lane, my co-host. You can find us on NBA TV. So all I'll say is that was like one of those layaway deals, right? We did something and they came back around to us later.
Oh, that was that was genius, stuff. Man. Good stuff, Keith.
Hey, Keith, thank you so much as always, man. We really do love having you on, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Keith Smith, go check him out at Front Office Show on YouTube. He also contributes at Spot Track. And you know who I thought of?
Nothing came in the mailbox. That's NBA should be ashamed.
I agree.
That's just terrible.
It's like the NBA probably sent him an email. Hey, great. And that's a great article. Thanks for the suggestion. Really appreciate it.
Wow.
And then they do it. And they say, wasn't this a great idea?
Yeah.
It's like their version of a mailbag.
Wow. There you go.
That's pretty cool.
So much good stuff, Stoddy. I got to ask you, Austin Reeves, I can't remember where you stand on him.
Good
where
third
are you
option.
At? But could never be one or two? Because I'm thinking he might be saying, Bron, sit your ass down. I got this.
I mean, I guess that's like, you know, that's a good way to put it. Maybe he could be a two on a good
team. You think somebody's going to throw those kibbles and bits to him? Because he turned down 980, whatever it was. I'm like, boy.
Yeah.
Scotty, 40 and 50s are not easy to do in the NBA.
The difference is Reeves didn't take the money because he knows teams are going to have money next year.
So the opposite of the Kuminga
kind of
restricted.
Although he was in it, you know, he was restricted, which always makes it pretty bad. You know what I thought of?
Well, LeBron's a free agent, so you could just give that money to Reeves.
Mm. Evan's got a point.
Yeah, he always does.
Or at least some of that money. So Keith's telling me that story about how the NBA didn't really do anything for
him. Is it like that? I'm really mad. Like, damn.
You know who that reminds me of?
Uh-oh. Hold on now. You going there. The We Believe guy.
Paul Wong.
Put one up for Goo.
Paul Wong.
That's amazing.
The creator of We Believe.
But he got some run, though.
Yeah, they put him on TV holding up a sign that said, We Believe. Then they started making shirts, hats, a signature. It was a month of fanaticism.
What happened to paying it forward? Like the league, that dude Keith should be sitting on something, Steiny. That was a hell of an idea.
The Warriors, remember, it wasn't Lacob at the time. So I do think Paul, I think, ended up getting a
But if a it were Lacob, he would have got, yeah, he would have got some.
Cotton candy.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. I was asking about Curry, chef. Curry, does he have a chef? What did Dibs retort with? That was pretty good.
I don't read my texts on the air.
What you mean? You do it all the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not my personal texts. I look at the text line. What'd he say?
Evan, can you help me out?
Somebody Googled and said, Steiny, I just Googled and Curry doesn't have a chef.
I was just referencing the Dibbers tweet about the over-under on Curry, the chef.
Oh, well, it wasn't a tweet. I mean, he sent a text.
Yeah, I butchered that. Shout out Shasky.
One sec.
Wait, we're putting the show on hold?
No.
To find out.
This is what I do.
Sorry, I was doing something back here.
You're not producing.
Evan, you're not in this one. Like, We're not mad at you or anything.
No, I've never mad at Evan. Well, there was one time, but.
All right. Over under Curry family employees. This is from Dan Dibley. 5.5 is the total line. And he just off the top of his head said, chef, housekeeper, house manager, gardener, driver, and pool guy.
I'm going over.
I didn't hear nanny.
That would be 7.
Oh, dude. Over for sure. Did you make how much a game does he get started?
$750,000 per game.
That's not even Britta.
Well, I think his driver is also his security guy.
And barber, right. I think the security guy's his barber too.
Well, that's a little weird.
Well,
not if he can cut hair.
Yeah,
but can
that
you
would
really
be not a goulash hair lodge.
Can you really?
That was bad.
I don't know. I'd rather have a dedicated security guy and then a dedicated barber.
Well, Draymond's got Brownie.
Right. But he doesn't ask Brownie to protect him. That's all I'm saying. The guy's double dipping a little bit, and I'll bet he's not really great at either one. You know what I'm saying?
I saw Stephen A. Smith with security. Hey, he really needed Steve. Well, here lately.
He may need
it. Yeah, you're right. Hey, I'm going to quit watching the NBA.
No, you're
Giannis
not.
Took 5 steps on a dunk last night, and it truly is embarrassing, Evan Steiny. I mean, I don't know what's going on, and Dibs is going to defend the officials. But Steiny, traveling in the NBA, it's Kawhi Leonard ran 5 yards yesterday and got an and one. I'm like, that's a travel. Why are we oblivious and acting like we're not watching it? Like, I'm offended with Giannis. Steiny, it was 5 steps. And your boy ran 4, 3.5, and got an and one. I said, good God.
Never in the history of our league, the NBA, have the scales been tipped so in favor of offense. It's a joke.
Even the, wow.
It is. I don't like it either, Goo.
It's offensive.
Speaking of that thing you said about Giannis, I just saw, you see the stat they just threw up there of him?
No. I'm focused on you.
They had the top 3 leaders in the NBA dunks and layups. In other words, points at the rim.
5 games in.
5 games in. Who's number one?
Giannis.
Yes. 50 dunks or layups.
Okay, so I know number two.
That's 10 a game.
Okay.
10 dunks and 10 layups a game.
I think I know number two.
I don't know who number two and three is.
I was going to say SGA.
Maybe. But my point is, Giannis has 50 scores at the rim this year. The next highest guy, 25.
And if you keep tricking your career off in Milwaukee, and
he's
not
tricking anything off.
When was the last time we saw him in the Eastern Conference Finals?
They made the playoffs.
He's the guy that marquee. He's like Steph. We want to watch him, Ohtani, in the playoffs. That thing's going so sour and bad in Milwaukee.
It's not, they're undefeated.
No, I'm talking about the last couple of years. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm talking about the last couple of years.
But they're better this year. They got Miles Turner.
Okay, wake me up. But you know what? He should be there April and June, man. That's how good he is.
See, I can't stand.
You're taking him for granted.
I can't stand when you arbitrarily decide which players need to stay and which players need to go. That's not for you to decide.
Don't worry about it.
He's happy there.
I don't want Mike Trout. I don't want him to be on his Mike Trout portion of his career.
Mike Trout doesn't care about winning.
Stiney, stop. You know what?
Otherwise, he would have wanted to get out of there. He's comfortable. It's a lifestyle. He grew up in Millville. He just wants to
He's from the East Coast, too.
That's Millville, New Jersey. He was nicknamed the Millville Meteor. All right. 88, by the way, I don't know how I'm going to tease this for the next segment, but I just did you all see Mike Dunleavy on NBC Sports Bay Area last night addressing Steve Kerr's situation, and we do have a little news to share there. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.